That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future. Decide that I think a lot of what was said in that documentary is accurate. No one was ever saying that she never gave any good advice at all. Like that's not our advice that's helpful. That was never the statement being made.
Yeah.
In fact, the video, I think the documentary went out of its way stating that she did help a lot of people. But the documentary's goal was about the inner circle. It wasn't about the people on the outside. And that's the part that's contentious. Like, well, did he leave on his own accord? The fight that he allegedly had with her on the day that he left, her manager guy. Well, that didn't actually happen on the day of. Okay. Cool. He hasn't said anything one way or the other.
Yeah.
So he could clear it up really quickly.
Well,
but I have a feeling he has an NDA that the documentary crew did not. I always like to remind people, I spend a lot of time studying judges. My professor, he was my Old Testament professor. That's what he did his doctoral dissertation on, was judges. And he didn't go into it in all the depth, but he did mention that the thing he loved about the book of Judges is it seemed so wrong to put in the Bible. Like the fact that, like, for Jewish people to keep it as part of their history is so weird for so many different reasons, especially putting it right after Joshua, because it's not a history book. It's a thing of where they tell you time after time that the people of Judah, or the people, the Israelites, that they kept on choosing to follow people because they wanted to believe that person was inspired by God. And even when those people didn't do the things that the God that gave them the Ten Commandments, that the God that told them how that they should live, these leaders purposefully broke these rules. And it doesn't matter which one you want to pick on. The only one that was like kind of somewhat righteous was Deborah, which is also funny because she's a female, which causes a whole other issue. But my favorite one is Jephthah. And even Paul in his, or not Paul, but in the book of Hebrews, that might be Paul. I can't even remember anymore. I forgot who wrote what or didn't write what. But Hebrews, there's this passage called the Hall of Faith. And it's these people who were known as great faith. And Paul mentions Jephthah. So you go and look at Jephthah's story. And first of all, Jephthah is a outlaw. Like, he literally got kicked out of the group. And so he forms a group of bandits. And I think of Jesse James as kind of like the thing I think of. And they go and rob towns, and they go and like loot and pillage and rape and all this kind of stuff. Like, I mean, this is the implication. Well, crap. Now Israelites are in trouble, and they needed someone to lead them, and no one knows how to fight. So they hired Jephthah. And I know I'm not the greatest at Hebrew, but there's almost this sarcasm that says, and the spirit of the Lord was upon Jephthah. And it says this all the time. And at first you're thinking, oh, this is God inspiring this person who has this bad background. But then you realize, no, that's not what the Hebrew is saying at all. It's saying that, yeah, he's God ordained with quotation marks around it. And so he does this horrible, horrible stuff. Just does things that God, like, basically is against, according to Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers. And then he comes home and he's like, because I serve God, whatever the first living thing that I see on my land, I will sacrifice to the Lord. And then the first thing he sees is his daughter. And this makes it even funnier because, especially in Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, they talk about how God does not want, that Yahweh does not want child sacrifice. That is considered one of the most evil things ever.
Yeah.
And so he tells his daughter, like, hey, I'm sorry, but you're the idiot that walked out of the first thing. He doesn't go like, I'm an idiot. Like, oh, woe is me for cursing my daughter. Like what David does when he does something similar with Bathsheba and stuff. But he's like, well, we're going to have to kill you. And she's like, father, first, can I have this lesbian orgy out in the hills for a couple weeks? And then I'll come back and I'll be sacrificed. Now, that's not what it says directly, but that's what is going on, is that so she goes out with her closest of friends, like 20 women, and they go and spend time on a mountain worshiping God. But the worshiping of God that they're probably doing is the God of nature, not Yahweh.
Yeah.
And so you have this kind of Lilith, almost this Lilith God energy. So, very most likely a lesbian orgy. Like it reads very close to that. Honestly, like not being weird and stuff. So sorry for all you Bible thumpers out there that are like crap. So here's this bandit.
And Lilith was basically the fallen angel, the first wife of Adam, explain to who Lilith was.
It's a god that's not in the Bible. I'll just say it that way.
It's so Lilith isn't actually in the Bible.
No.
Okay. Interesting.
Now some, and I haven't studied Lilith as much as I have a lot of other mythology of, different gods and stuff, but, with the Lilith fair that went through in the '90s with all the female artists and stuff, it was implied very heavily that Lilith was a god, like basically the god of lesbians and stuff. So really cool stuff. And yet in Hebrews, Jephthah is considered a man of faith.
Yeah.
So messed up, because like, cool. So we can be a bandit who rapes and pillages. we can, as long as the spirit of God's with us. So yeah, I'm a Christian. I got baptized as I do all these horrible things.
Well, it's like the Crusades, my right? Daughter.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Except this is in Judges. So this is like before they settled, and they chose to keep these stories without modifying them. I mean, that's the crazy thing. So there's something that at least tells you about, this is the kind of history that they want to keep, that they want to remember these things. But it gets twisted by the time, Hebrews is written and saying that this is a person of great faith. Well, and it's not.
That would make sense though. Cause if you, so I'm just saying from like the, I mean the, you know, the Roman power structure kind of folded into the Roman Catholic Church, and it was almost a way that they were able to still have their, I don't know, I'm just making a little generalization here, but for a warring entity back then, you know, and we've talked before that many of the religions prior to the last 100 years have really been involved with war and killing and stuff like that. It makes sense to have people in there that were representatives of how you could do the bidding, like essentially break the moral code, but also be righteous. So,
yeah, it gets interesting. It gets interesting.
Yeah.
I want to say it's more of a, it's a recognition that the people that we hold dear in our history, our heroes, all have tainted past. And maybe what Jephthah did was absolutely necessary for Israel to survive. Because this is before, before they technically settled and stuff. And maybe we need to know that Alexander Hamilton, like if you want to be a true American, you need to recognize the fact that he was, at best, he cheated on his wife a lot with women, potentially also slept with a lot of men, including George Washington.
Oh, shit. I didn't know
including
that.
Including George Washington's wife, specifically George Washington's wife.
Oh, I thought you were saying that he slept with George Washington himself.
There's a chance he might have. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a different world. And when you, but it's maybe realizing the greatness, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the greatness of Donald Trump and Joe Biden comes from these flaws, that despite these flaws, they led America into great, they made better America better. Now, we won't necessarily see it right now. We might not see it for another 20 years or something to realize, like, oh, wow, what they did was absolutely necessary based on the time and culture of what they're there. But we're also going to remember all the negative things that were associated with them, because we don't want to, we want to stop glamorizing something that shouldn't be glamorized.
If you would like to learn more about the New Next Podcast, find us at thenewnextpodcast.com, where you can suggest a topic you would like for us to cover. If you enjoyed what you heard, share the podcast, tell a friend about it, or rate us with 5 stars.